100. They have more functional parts. They have more get out of jail free cards than the Brewers do.
You see what's going on out here? There's all sorts of excitable young people taking their pictures with. Is it Alessia Cara?
Yeah, Alicia. I think it's Alicia Cara.
Alicia Cara.
Yeah,
she's opening for Shawn Mendes tonight.
She's here and she's taking pictures with folks. She seems very nice. I walked past her in the hallway, and it's so weird for us. Like we didn't really get this in our little hole that we have in the back, where now we get to see all the things that we don't have. You know? Like
they're nice.
They're just walking nice stars things. Here. There was some K-pop group that was here a few weeks ago. They couldn't have been nicer. And they're got their own security squad, and they're walking around here.
We should see if she wants to do Score Leftovers.
We should see. That'll end quickly.
I'm sure that'll go over really well.
But we had Alice Merton in Score Leftovers. It was
an Matt Merton?
Inadvertent cameo for hard rocker Alice Merton.
That's
but
true.
She did appear in Score Leftovers, let the record show.
I think that would be a go ahead and try it. I'm trying to convince Kinsey from B96. Like, she's always walking past here when I'm doing the show. I'm like, just pop in. I mean, you know, they can hear you say hello and then you can go back and do your show.
Yeah, cross-pollination is a good thing when we have all these resources. Like Ed Lover, for example, from WBMX.
That was so much fun.
The big Knicks fan. And anytime there's something involving New York sports, the sound of that Hollis Queens accent
is so great.
Talking Knicks basketball is just good for the soul.
And I mean, while we're at it, let's get Terry Hemmer down here to talk some Cubs. She
knows
wants to talk some Cubs,
yep.
For sure. Knows the history of the game, for God's sakes. That's the GOAT right there. The goddess, I love me some Terry Hemmer. Boys, have a wonderful afternoon. We are Sports Radio 670, The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX and HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station. The top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Football. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall as the number 17 Wildcats host Ohio State, Iowa, and more. Season tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. This hour is being brought to you by Crystal Lake, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Tony, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Is Burger King the best smelling fast food place ever?
Yes.
No. Right? What's better, Tony? Of course you say no.
I'm gonna go with Chick-fil-A.
I don't know if I've ever smelled Chick-fil-A from outside.
What?
The flame broiled grilled burgers at Burger King, though, you can smell them a mile away and it smells delicious.
Yeah, in terms of like smell versus actual taste, I think Burger King
is there a bigger disappointment
than BK?
Man, BK is so disappointing.
Get out of here, man.
It
get
is.
Off my air.
Wait, are they a sponsor?
That is ridiculous. Well, not now.
Make me a bicycle clown.
We are trying desperately to procure that Burger King sponsorship. Back when I was a producer at The Score, I'll have to talk to Mac about this the next time we do transition. They were a sponsor. This is, God, what is this, 2000? Back in 2000, when the Big King came out, every Friday with Mac and Jiggets, they would bring bags of food, and it was fantastic. We need to bring that back. Welcome in. Lawrence Holmes here with you until Cubs baseball. We've got Cubs in Atlanta coming up for you at 12:45, and there is going to be a mess of Cubs conversation on the show until then. And someone texted said, Lawrence, will you please talk some White Sox? Look, I'm telling you right now, the breaking news is about the Cubs, so that'll get the bulk of our show. But I will tell you, I did a whole podcast today on the White Sox, a whole damn podcast of just me in my White Sox feelings at LoHo Daily. You can eject right now. You can eject right now and go to the radio.com app and listen to me talk about how this was one of the worst weeks in the rebuild. Right there on the radio.com app, just search LoHo Daily. It'll be right there for you. I promise. But we start the show as we start all things. With the rundown.
Run them down.
The rundown.
Here is your rundown for Thursday, June 27th. It's pretty short because we are going to get to the breaking news, and that is that Craig Kimbrell has been recalled. He is going to be at Wrigley Field today, and he is going to be available for Joe Maddon to use if there is a three-out save situation. We're going to go to Wrigley Field in a little bit and talk with Bruce Levine about this. But first, let's go back to yesterday and let's talk about the White Sox. Man, James McCann has been robbed in this whole All-Star thing. He's been absolutely robbed. He's been so terrific offensively and defensively this year. It's a shame. He deserves to be an All-Star.
That ball's lit up deep left field toward the monster and gone! James McCann with a bomb. Vote McCann. 2-for-2, 4-2, your score.
I agree with Jason Benetti. Vote McCann is right. The White Sox were really hurtling towards a horrible week. An absolutely horrible week. Moncada's hurt. Anderson's hurt. Giolito hasn't been good over his last couple of starts. They're getting beat up, whether it's the White Sox or Texas or Boston. Thank God for Jose Abreu.
Jose drills it. Deep left field toward the monster. And the White Sox lead. Way out of here.
So the White Sox were able to come back and win 8-7 against the Red Sox yesterday. But I'm telling you, it has been a horrible week for the Southside Nine. And I did a whole podcast on it on LoHo Daily. So if you're a White Sox fan, go ahead and eject. I'm telling you, eject and listen to the podcast. That's one of the great things about it, is that if there's another subject matter that you want, it is right there available to you. So if you want your White Sox coverage, I got nothing but on LoHo Daily today. So go find it and go listen to it and hit me up and subscribe to it. You should be subscribing to it because we do some fun stuff and some interesting stuff on the podcast. On to the Cubs playing through a lightning storm last night, and things went bad early for Yu Darvish.
The 2-2 drilled in the air, deep right field. This is trouble. This might hit the scoreboard. That is long gone off the video board. Brian McCann, a long home run to right.
And then things got worse.
Runners lead at first and second. The 2-0 to Markakis. Drill in the air, right center and deep. Trouble back toward the wall. That is a 3-run homer for Nick Markakis. And the Braves take a commanding 5-0 lead.
And then the lightning struck, and Chris Bryant got a little bit scared in the dugout. And why shouldn't he? Because it looked like Thor was getting ready to show up at Wrigley Field. And then Chris Bryant was like, how about I just homer?
Eichel rocks back and delivers.
This one is drilled to deep left field. Way back and gone. A monster home run by Chris Bryant.
That made it 5-2.